Thunder Bay, early to bed and early to rise sounds good in theory. It's probably not a great plan for basketball teams. The Lakehead Thunderwolves, taking on the Algoma Thunderbirds for the second time in 17 hours, were sluggish at the start of Sunday's rematch, but found their composure in the second quarter and went on to a second straight lopsided victory at the C.J. Sanders Fieldhouse, downing their opponent 66-40. Timmons, aunt rookie Ally Burke, who hails from coach John Kreiner's hometown, led all Lakehead scorers with 13 points and said the team laid back a little too much at the start, allowing the Thunderbirds a little more time to consider their options with the ball, while protecting it at the same time. I think part of that came from the fact that we weren't pressuring because, last night, we got a lot of steals and a lot of layups, so we got started a lot earlier. This game we didn't start that until the second quarter, Burke said. We just had to keep playing defense, even though we weren't getting as many baskets in the first quarter. Thunder Bay's Hannah Whalen, who came off the bench to score 7 points and haul in 5 rebounds, said it took a little time to get going. The 11 a.m. start a little out of the ordinary for both teams. I think we definitely ended up working well as a team a little bit later on, and once we started implementing our press, that definitely presented them with difficulties, the second-year guard said. Throughout our difficulties on offense, we stuck with our defense and helped each other out with our gap support, and I think that really helped us get our feet under ourselves. The Wolves shooters, who were not great for a second straight night, came to life in the second quarter, turning an 11-8 lead into a 38-20 advantage by halftime. A 13-0 run in the third put it away for good. If it wasn't for Ally and Hannah today, our shooting stats would have been abysmal. We've definitely talked about being a team through committee that has to shoot in the 50s or as close to 50% mark. Last night we were at 41% and we had one quarter today at 58%, Kreiner said. We definitely had looks, and I think that's what we've got to look at. Our shot quality on most of our looks was decent. The Thunderbirds, who managed just 79 points combined in the two games, were led by former Lou center Megan Looney, who finished with a game-high 16 points, complete the double-double with 11 boards. Thunder Bay native Allison Reed hit a pair of free throws and 2 points in the contest, while former Westgate Tiger Kira Gallo was held off the score sheet, but did grab 3 rebounds in 15 minutes of court time. The Wolves open up the OUA regular season on November 4th on the road against McMaster. Their home opener is the following Friday against when the Brock Badgers invade the C.J. Sanders Fieldhouse.